Let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith. There comes a time in the decline of a nation that God will no longer delay judgment. America may be at that point. When economic and social calamity strikes, believers are in the mess with everyone else. Today, guidance from an Old Testament prophet who saw times like ours coming. From the Moody Church in Chicago, this is Running to Win with Dr. Erwin Lutzer, whose clear teaching helps us make it across the finish line. Erwin Lutzer now continues a series on famines, deserts, and other hard places. In this final message, we turn to Jeremiah chapter 17 to focus on developing a support system.
So how are all of you doing? How's your inner world coming along? As I mentioned, one of our members was looking on the floor after a meeting and after a service, and somebody had scribbled this prayer on the bulletin. I'll summarize it. Abba, Father, I thirst and I hunger for your holy love, grace and truth and mercy. Grace to show your mercy even to others who are my enemies. Come, perfect my heart in your love for me. Cast out all fear. My Father of love and mercy, grace and truth, may my cup run over with your love and mercy. Please, I love this, cause my innermost being to overflow with rivers of living water, even to my enemies. Clearly, this person was dealing with some enemies. I won't ask for a show of hands, but anybody here dealing with some enemies? All right, I hear you. And then he wants grace, truth, purity, holiness, strength, power. My Jesus, I hunger and thirst, and then I am so empty. Please fill me. Cast out all fear, impurity, lust, jealousy, envy, coveting, greed, malice, revenge. And then the prayer goes on for a bit. Come and fill my empty cup. I wonder if that speaks to you today. If the truth were known, your inner world is in great difficulty. Today we're going to go back to some basics. And as you know, this is the conclusion, really, of a series of messages entitled Famines, Deserts, and Other Hard Places. And we've talked about the famines, the deserts, the economic downturn, what people have had to experience in life, how hard times get. But today we are going to concentrate on that inner life and enduring in the midst of it all. But first of all, some bad news before we get to the good news. I do believe that there is a time in the history of a nation where the nation seems to be at a tipping point and it goes the wrong direction and there's nothing that we can do to even stop it. I think, for example, of Ezekiel chapter 14, where God says things are so bad that even if Noah and Daniel and Job prayed, I would spare them, but it would not reverse the direction of the country. It's terrible. When you look at the news today, you may indicate that perhaps America is close to that. But in the midst of all that, God always has a remnant. There are always people who still are faithful, and they deserve His special attention and ours as well. Would you take your Bibles and turn to the 17th chapter of Jeremiah? Jeremiah 17. I preached from this passage of Scripture a couple of years ago, but it fits in so beautifully with what we've been talking about, the drought, the famine, the desert. I really do feel that it needs to be reshaped as I tried to do it, and very applicable to us today. Notice that Jeremiah begins in verse 1 of chapter 17. The sin of Judah is written with a pen of iron with a point of a diamond. It is engraved on the tablets of their heart. Wow. What is he saying? He's saying that in those days, of course, if you wanted to carve a name into a stone, you used either a pointed piece of iron or you used a point of a diamond or a flint. And what he's saying is the sins of the people are just like stones. Their hearts are like stones, and their sins are engraved on them. And there's no way that they're going to give up their sin no matter what. Hard-heartedness. That's really a separate topic sometime. I've been thinking about that, and we'll get to it at some future time. Hard-heartedness. And then God goes on to say, you're going to lose your wealth because these people are going to come. The Babylonians are going to come. They're going to destroy the temple. Just think, the gorgeous temple built by Solomon. You think that God would take an interest in a building and say, after all this effort and all this beauty, surely this temple should stand. But God doesn't care much about temples, actually. He's always after the hearts of his people. And that's where this passage of scripture now turns. All right, well, that's the negative part. That's the context of the deserts and famines and hard places. But now notice in the middle of this, there is hope, because we can have God change our inner world. And he can take empty cups and fill them. If you feel empty today, this is the place to be. Notice that he goes on and he says in verse 5, thus says the Lord, cursed is the man who trusts in man and makes flesh his strength, whose heart turns away from the Lord. He is like a shrub in the desert and shall not see any good come. He shall dwell in the parched places of the wilderness in an uninhabited salt land. But blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord, whose trust is in the Lord. He's like a tree planted by the water that sends out its roots by the stream and does not fear when heat comes, for its leaves remain green and is not anxious in the year of drought, for it does not cease to bear fruit. Wow. You know, the Bible is really an interesting book for many reasons. Do you notice how it just sets these two off in contrast? And I say to you today that you are either a shrub in the desert, not bearing fruit, not being refreshed, or you are a tree planted by the rivers of water. To put it more clearly, according to the text, you are either cursed because you're trusting in yourself, or you're blessed because you're trusting in God, and you are finding that you are having inner resources to be able to cope with life and all that goes on in your inner world, despite the outer world. So he begins with this contrast. What I'd like to do is to give you some characteristics of that tree planted by water, and then apply it and ask God to change us because we've heard his word. First of all, he shall be like a tree planted by water. He's planted in the right place. Planted in the right place. And of course, the place to be planted is trust in God as opposed to trust in man. Cursed is the man who trusts in man, but blessed is the person who trusts in God. Now, first of all, a couple of comments about trusting in man. Trust in man will work as long as life is going well for you. If you have a job, if you're healthy, and you enjoy what you're doing, trust in man will get you where you want to go, perhaps. But it can't take the heat of the desert. It can't take the famines, the drought. It can't take adversity. Therefore, it says, blessed is he who trusts in the Lord, and the Lord is his strength, and he is like a tree planted by the water. You say, well, Pastor Lutzer, I'm going through all of these difficulties, all of these trials, and God isn't responding to them. God usually doesn't respond to them. He responds to our faith. And if we do not have faith, we cannot access the resources that God has for us. That's why the scripture says in the book of Hebrews so clearly that without faith, it is impossible to please God. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he's a rewarder of all those who diligently seek him out, as one translation so accurately puts it. So you see, it is not simply a matter of saying the right things and even singing the right things. It is a matter of trusting the promises of God. And in this way, we are actually planted in the right place. regarding issues of famine, health, relationships, where the weight of our lives, and our lives are weighted down, aren't they? Where the weight of our lives is actually transferred to the shoulders of Jesus Christ, because we believe that the governments of this world will be upon his shoulders and we actually trust him. That's being planted in the right place. But there's a second characteristic, and that is, in addition to that, we must grow to the right depth. Look at the way the text puts it. We grow to the right depth. He is like a tree planted by water that sends out its roots by the stream and does not fear when heat comes. You'll notice the prayer that I began with of this person, and whoever it is, I hope that you're here today, and thank you so much for writing that. But you'll notice that the prayer is also against fear, and who of us has not had to pray against fear? But there is such a thing as an inner resources. He shall not fear when the heat comes, when the difficulties arise. Now, how do we extend our roots by the stream so that really we are growing to the right depth? I wish I had some new thing to say to you. Wish I had some magic wand that I could just wand to this congregation, and now suddenly all of you would be so filled with the Spirit, so filled with sanctification, and that you might just even glow in the dark. Wouldn't that be wonderful if I could do that? But I can't. It is back to the basics. Yes, my friend, this is Pastor Lutzer, and I believe that in the days ahead, with all of the possible calamities economically, morally, and in every other way that we seem to be seeing happen before us, the time is coming for the church to get back to the basics. There is no real magical formula. We need to get back to the Word of God, back to prayer, back to the communion that we have with one another as we worship together and as we pray for one another. All of that becomes exceedingly important as we look on the horizon and the possibility of some very dark times ahead. Well, as you have heard me say on this broadcast before, this series of messages is part of a larger series entitled Famines, Deserts, and Other Hard Places. And in a moment, you're going to be given information as to how these messages can be yours. Let me conclude today by thanking you for your prayers. As I travel around the country, occasionally I meet people. I meet many people who listen to our broadcast, but occasionally I meet people who tell me that they pray for us regularly, and that touches me very deeply. Thanks also for your financial support, because together we are making a difference as the Word of God goes out and as we help people all the way to the finish line, believing that God wants us to be faithful in the race of life. See you right here next time.
Dr. Erwin Lutzer, introducing Developing a Support System, the last of seven messages on famines, deserts, and other hard places. Believers facing a tough future need each other more than ever. Next time on Running to Win, how connecting with each other can help us be like trees near a stream. This series can be yours on CD as our thank you when you give a gift of any amount to support Running to Win. Just call us at 1-800-215-5001. That's 1-800-215-5001. Online, go to offerrtw.com or write to Running to Win, Moody Church, 1635 North LaSalle Boulevard, Chicago, Illinois, 60614. Running to Win is a ministry of the Moody Church.